This is round eight in the Open Division at the 2021 NAQT Small School National Championship Tournament. This game pits Mount Everest from California against Basis McLean from Virginia. Both teams are ready to go. Good luck to both teams. Here's toss-up one. The formation of these structures is promoted by VEGF expression in the process of angiogenesis. The release of nitric oxide from the endothelium of these structures causes their surrounding smooth muscle to relax, leading to vasodilation and increased rates of perfusion. Capillaries, arteries, and veins are examples of, for 10 points, Mount Everest, Yusuf.
Blood vessels.
10 bonus. Christian woos Roxanne using love letters secretly written by this man. For 10 points each, name this dashing title soldier from an 1897 French play by Edmond Rostand.
Cyrano de Bergerac?
Okay.
All right, our answer is Cyrano de Bergerac.
Cyrano feels shame over the large size of this facial feature. One of these body parts becomes detached from the face of the civil servant Major Kovalyov in a story by Nikolai Gogol.
It's a nose.
Yeah.
Our answer is nose.
Cyrano uses this word to describe his flamboyant sense of courage. It can also refer to the plume of feathers worn in the hats of 17th century soldiers.
Pompadour? Pompadour, maybe?
Answer?
What type of hair? Our answer is pompadour.
Yeah. It's panache. Panache. So 20 points, toss up two. While leading bombers in this battle, the Osage general Clarence Tinker was lost at sea. Because Bull Halsey was sick with shingles, Raymond Spruance commanded U.S. forces at this battle. After being damaged at the Battle of the Coral Sea, the USS Yorktown helped Basis, Cavan.
Midway.
10 bonus. Pencil and paper ready. For 10 points each, answer these questions about a data set whose five values are 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50. What is the arithmetic mean of the five integers?
30?
30. Yeah, it's 30.
30.
Yeah.
Answer?
Yeah,
yeah, our answer is 30.
30.
If a sixth number denoted X is added to the set and thereby raises the median of the set to 35, what is the smallest possible value of X? You have 10 seconds.
51.
Yeah, 51.
Wait, the median of the set?
It is.
No, it's 41.
No, it's 50. Oh,
41.
Yeah.
Our answer is 41.
40. Rounded to the nearest integer, yeah. What is the standard deviation of the original five-value set, given that its variance is 200? You must give your answer as an integer.
Square root of 200, right? So
No. So it's rad 2 times 100, which is like 140. So like 140, our answer is 141.
No, it's 14. So that is 10 on the bonus. Toss up 3. This author wrote about an uncompromising priest who is stoned by a congregation after leading them into the mountains in a verse drama titled Brand. Another play by this author depicts a woman who once forged her father's signature on a loan document, leaving her vulnerable to blackmail by Krogstad. For 10 points, Basis, Cavan.
Ibsen.
10 bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about architect Daniel Burnham. Along with Edward Bennett, Burnham created a large-scale plan for the development of this Illinois city, whose tallest building is the Willis Tower.
Chicago. Our answer is Chicago.
Burnham designed this New York building whose distinctive shape fits in a triangular city block between Fifth Avenue and Broadway.
So wait, this is like the... What's it called? Like the...
Answer?
Our answer is the...
Time as well. Flatiron building.
Flatiron building.
Burnham designed buildings of this type in Pittsburgh and Washington. McKim, Meade, and White built one of these structures in New York that was controversially demolished in 1963.
Oh, this is like a train station. Our answer is a train station.
That's 20. Good. Toss up 4. This composer used a clarinet, string quartet, and piano to imitate klezmer music in his overture on Hebrew themes. He included bassist, Kevin.
Mahler?
Neg 5, sorry.
What?
He included a gavotte in the third movement of his first symphony, which was influenced by Haydn and nicknamed classical. In a narrative work by this composer, the oboe represents a duck and the bassoon represents the tidal voice, Grant. Mount Everest, Colin.
Sergei Prokofiev.
10, bonus. In 1978, Dan White shot and killed this man and Mayor George Moscone at City Hall. For 10 points each, named the city supervisor, who is California's first openly gay elected politician.
Harvey Milk.
Yeah, Harvey Milk.
We have our answer, milk.
While on trial for the murders, White offered a diminished capacity defense, mockingly named after this snack food. White claimed his consumption of this food was evidence of depression.
We have our answer, Twinkie.
After White was convicted of manslaughter rather than murder, the White Knight riots broke out in this city. Milk lived in this California city's Castro district.
San Francisco. We have our answer, San Francisco.
That's all 30. Toss up 5. A 2019 revival of this musical led to a Tony Award for the wheelchair-using actress Ally Stroker. The confession, as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of want to kiss him back, is made by Ado Annie in this musical song, I Can't Say No. Curly asks Lori to a box social in this musical. The song, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, opens for... Basis, Kevin.
Oklahoma.
10, bonus. This film depicts a flurry of text messages as characters gossip about the economics professor, Rachel Chu. For 10 points each, name this film in which Rachel learns that her boyfriend, Nick, belongs to one of the wealthiest families in Singapore.
Our answer is Crazy Rich Asians.
This rapper appears in Crazy Rich Asians as Rachel's unconventional friend, Paik Lin.
Our answer is Awkwafina.
In the climax of Crazy Rich Asians, Rachel deliberately loses while playing this game with Nick's mother, Eleanor.
Mahjong.
Right? Yes.
What? Our answer is
Mahjong.
Answer?
Our answer is Mahjong.
That's 30. Toss up 6. This player describes. I'm sorry. Let's start that again. This play describes a letter partly addressed to the universe, the mind of God. A church choir in this play repeatedly sings the hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. That's basis, Kevin.
Our town.
15, bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about the historic city of Merv. During the medieval era, Merv was one of the most populous cities along this historic Central Asian trade route named for a fine fabric.
Silk Road. Our answer is Silk Road.
Right, yeah.
Today, the ruins of Merv are in this country between Iran and Uzbekistan.
Is this like...
Answer? Yes.
No.
Our answer is Kazakhstan.
Turkmenistan. No. In the 4th century BC, Merv briefly bore this name in honor of an ancient leader. Today,
our answer is Alexandria.
That's 20 points. Give me one second to get a drink. All right, toss up 7. This man's rise to power was blocked by a troika that included Lev Kamenev and Grigory Zinoviev. As Commissar of Foreign Affairs, this man pursued neither war nor peace before negotiating the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk. This leader of the Fourth International and basis, Kevin.
Trotsky.
10, bonus. Wilhelm Ostwald first postulated this type of property, which Ostwald categorized alongside constitutional and additive properties. For 10 points each, name this type of property, such as osmotic pressure, that depends on the number of solute particles present, but not on their actual identity.
Proportional or something? I don't know.
System, like the property of a system. Systematic? Our answer is systematic.
Colligative properties. One colligative property is the lowering of this point, which for pure water is at 0 degrees Celsius.
Melting point?
Melting.
Our answer is melting point.
Colligative properties are often calculated using this scientist's namesake factor, denoted I, which quantifies the number of particles formed in solution when a molecule dissociates.
Does anybody know? I don't take chemists.
No.
Answer?
Our answer is Avogadro.
It's the Van't Hoff factor. 10 points. Toss up 8. These animals are classified as myopsids or egopsids based on whether they have a membrane covering their eyes. The long fin inshore variety of these animals has the largest axon by diameter, while their Humboldt species can flash red and white. Basis, Kevin.
These are like whales?
-5, sorry. Can flash red and white. The genus Architeuthis contains another of these animals that is the largest known invertebrate. 10 arms are a feature of, for 10 points, what cephalopods eaten as calamari. Mount Everest, Skylar.
Quinn.
10, bonus. After becoming president, the first call that Joe Biden made to this world leader discussed allegations that bounties were placed on American troops in Afghanistan. For 10 points each, name this president of Russia.
Our answer is Putin.
That's fine. Biden and Putin also discussed the Novichok nerve agent poisoning of this Russian anti-corruption activist. He was detained by police after returning to Russia from Germany in 2021.
Navalny?
Alexei Navalny.
I think so.
Yeah.
Our answer is Navalny.
Biden brought up the hack of this Texas-based IT company, which had malicious code inserted into its Orion software.
Orion.
SolarWinds? SolarWinds or Equifax? Answer? One of them.
Right. Our answer is SolarWinds.
Yes, that's 30. Toss up 9. In one poem by this author, a man who responds to the names Thingamajig, Candle Ends, and Toasted Cheese is employed as a baker on an expedition to pursue the title creature. A Beamish boy uses a Vorpal sword to slay. Basis, Kevin.
Carol.
10 bonus. A character with this surname steals a fountain pen after failing to obtain a job from Bill Oliver. For 10 points each, give this surname of a former high school football star who is shattered to learn that his father is having an affair while on the road.
Oh, Loman. Our answer is Loman.
Biff Loman is disillusioned by his father, Willie, in this Arthur Miller play.
Our answer is Death of a Salesman.
The last line of Death of a Salesman is delivered by this woman who sits at Willie's grave while lamenting that she has just made the final payment on the Loman family home.
So like Willie Loman's wife or
answer?
Our answer is like Willie Loman's wife.
I can't take that. It's Linda. Okay. Linda is her name. So that is 20 points. And this is toss up 10, last of the half. This country controls most of the 12 square mile summit of Mount Roraima, which inspired the setting of the Pixar film Up. A weather phenomenon unique to this country causes near constant lightning near the mouth of the Catatumbo River, which floats Mount Everest. Skylar.
Venezuela.
15 bonus. British soldiers in this war pretended to bury landmines during the siege of Mafeking. For 10 points each, name this war that Britain fought from 1899 to 1902 against the Transvaal Republic and the Orange Free State.
The Boer War.
Oh, it could be the second Boer War.
Yeah, they might prompt.
Answer. Okay, so.
Our answer is the Boer War.
That's all I need. Second, to be specific, but all I need is Boer War. The Boer War was mainly fought in what is now this country. In 1905, the massive Cullinan Diamond was found near Pretoria, which is now this country's administrative capital.
Oh, South Africa, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our answer is South Africa.
This British officer established concentration camps during the Boer War. He raised the new armies to fight in World War I before his death aboard HMS Hampshire.
Oh.
Answer?
I don't know. I'm blanking. Generic name? Generic answer?
Time. No answer. It's Lord Kitchener. Kitchener. So that is 20 points, and that's the half.
165 for McLean. Mount Everest, 145.
All right. Close game. Good luck, everyone. Toss up 11. For a particle, this quantity induces precession independent of the particle's spin orientation, known as Larmor precession. This quantity is applied to a nucleus, and the resulting signal is measured in NMR spectroscopy. Basis, Kevin.
Magnetic field.
10 bonus. For 10 points each, name these forms of musical articulation signified by simple marks in a score. A single dot under or above a note indicates this type of short articulation. Its name is Italian for detached.
Staccato. Our answer is staccato.
This type of smooth articulation, often considered the opposite of staccato, is indicated.
Staccato.
This louder kind of extra sharp accent is indicated by an upward pointing wedge mark.
Oh, crescendo, right?
Crescendo, yeah. Our answer is crescendo.
Marcato. No, marcato.
I knew that.
So that is 20 points. Toss up 12. The Metropolitan Museum of Art holds a bronze plated example of these objects found at the Etruscan burial site of Monteleone. Scythe blades were sometimes attached to the sides of these objects, thousands of which were employed by both sides at the 1274 BC Battle of Basis. Kevin.
Chariots.
15 bonus. The Romans opened the gates of a building named for this god whenever war began and closed the gates in times of peace. For 10 points each, name this Roman god of gates, beginnings, and endings.
Janus.
Our answer is Janus.
Most major myths involving Janus are recorded in the Fausti and the Metamorphoses by this Roman poet.
Our answer is Ovid.
Janus bore the epithet Quirinus, which also referred to a separate god believed to be the divine form of this man. He legendarily disappeared in a whirlwind on the Campus Martius.
Oh, is this like...
Answer.
Our answer is...
Time, sorry, no answer. Quirinus is the deified Romulus. Yeah, yeah. So that is 20 points, toss up 13. An inventor with this first name commissioned the Old Way Mansion after resolving a patent battle with Elias Howe and founding factories to mass-produce sewing machines. This is the anglicized name of a man who married Rebecca and fathered Jacob and Esau. The three laws of Mount Everest, Ben.
Isaac.
10 bonus. This man was killed in 1541 while fighting supporters of his nemesis, Diego de Almagro. For 10 points each, named the Spanish military leader who won a crushing victory at the Battle of Cajamarca.
Any ideas?
No. The only one that's coming to mind is Francisco Franco, but I'm not sure of the time period.
No, not that period.
No answer. It's Francisco Pizarro. Pizarro. Pizarro conquered this indigenous American empire based in what is now Peru.
The Inca Empire.
Incas. Yeah. Okay. We have our answer, the Incas.
Yes. Remember, our answer is, but you're good.
Oh, yeah.
You're good. That's, we're just reminding. That's all. We're just reminding.
Tomorrow they may be stricter. Yeah. Just getting in the habit.
That's all. Pizarro had earlier been part of the 1513 expedition that this man led across the Isthmus of Panama, which was the first time Europeans had reached the Pacific Ocean by land.
This is Balboa.
Okay. Our answer is Balboa.
That is 20 points. Toss up 14. This element is the namesake of a cosmological problem concerning this element's relative lack of abundance in the universe. Its lightest stable isotope has a mass number of 6. During the Big Bang, atoms of this element's other stable isotope, isotope 7, were formed by the Mount Everest, Ben.
Lithium.
10 bonus. According to Stigler's law of eponymy, nothing in science is named for its original discoverer. For 10 points each, this comet with a period of around 75 years is named for an 18th century British astronomer, even though it was first described in 240 BC.
Halley's Comet.
That sounds about right.
Our answer is Halley's Comet.
The Auger effect was discovered by this woman. She did not receive a Nobel for her work on nuclear fission, though her collaborator Otto Hahn did.
Lisa Meitner, I think.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Our answer is Meitner.
This law concerning the relationship between the angle of incidence and the angle of refraction was described by the Persian scientist Ibn Sal in 984.
What's the name of it? Angle.
Answer? No answer. Time. Go ahead. Sorry. You tied
Snell's
me.
Law?
That's 30. Toss up 15. In a story by this author, the detective Ben Price decides not to make an arrest after the robbery suspect Jimmy Valentine rescues a young girl by safe-cracking a bank vault. This author of A Retrieved Reformation also wrote a story describing a beautiful platinum fob chain, which Della is able to afford by bassist Kevin.
Oh, Henry.
10 bonus. A 1946 act subsidizing meals at these institutions is named for Richard B. Russell. For 10 points each, name these institutions where meal programs are funded by the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act.
Shelter or
schools,
orphanage?
Schools.
Okay. Schools. Yeah.
This author of the memoir Becoming has advocated for increased nutritional standards.
Our answer is Michelle Obama.
The Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act was introduced in the Senate in 2010 by Blanche Lincoln, who represented this state. Lincoln's seat is now held by John Boozman.
Oh, come on. It's like Montana? Our answer is Montana.
No, it's Arkansas. Yeah. So that's 20 points. Toss up 16.
I think it's Boozman, by the way.
Oh, it could be. Toss up 16. After hinting at a potential bribe to this player's family, Clemson assistant Steve Smith was dismissed. In his pro debut, this man scored 17 points in just 3.5 minutes. Nike stock dropped $1 billion at Mount Everest, Yusuf.
Zion Williamson.
15 bonus. The city of Lausanne is on the north shore of this lake. For 10 points each, name this large lake on the border between France and Switzerland.
Geneva.
We have our answer, Lake Geneva. Oh, sorry. Our answer is Lake Geneva.
You're good. This river originates in the Swiss Alps and flows south from Lake Geneva to the cities of Lyon and Avignon.
The Rhone is Rhone. The one that's...
Answer?
Our answer is Rhone.
The Camargue Delta, where the Rhone empties into the Mediterranean, is a habitat for the greater species of this long-necked, shrimp-eating pink bird.
Flamingo?
Flamingo?
Yeah. Answer?
Okay, our answer is flamingo.
All 30. Toss up 17.
Is flamingos?
The south of this island contains a large deposit of rare earth minerals and uranium, which was a major issue in this island's 2021 election. After a 2008 referendum, it gained self-rule and changed its official language. In 2019, Donald Trump proposed a U.S. purchase basis. Kevin.
Iceland.
Say that again, please.
Iceland.
Nick Five, sorry.
What?
Proposed a U.S. purchase of this island. Queen Marguerite II is still this island. Mount Everest, Colin.
Greenland.
10, bonus. This constellation's brightest star is its beta star, Zubanesha Maley. For 10 points each, name this faint zodiac constellation found between Virgo and Scorpius.
Guesses?
Does anyone know any zodiacs?
Answer?
It goes Leo and Leo. Virgo, and then...
no answer. Four. Time. It's Libra. The first point of Libra marks the autumnal example of these moments when the center of the sun is directly above the equator.
Equinox. Mm-hmm. Our answer is equinox.
The first known terrestrial exoplanet is in a habitable zone, orbits one of these stars known as Gliese 581 in Libra. These are the coolest main sequence stars.
Red dwarf.
Yeah.
Okay. Our answer is red dwarf.
That's 20. Toss up 18. According to the Riemann hypothesis, this number is the real part of every non-trivial zero of the zeta function. This number is the Mount Everest, Ben.
One half.
15, bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution. Section 9, like the rest of Article 1, concerns this branch of government.
Legislative.
Yes.
Our answer is legislative.
Section 9 largely prohibits Congress from suspending the privilege of this legal writ, which can compel government authorities to bring an imprisoned person before a court and justify the imprisonment.
Habeas corpus.
Our answer is habeas corpus.
Section 9 bans laws known by this three-word Latin term, which retroactively criminalize and punish an action that was not criminal when originally performed.
Ex post facto.
Yeah.
Our answer is ex post facto.
That's all 30. Toss up 19.
Can we call a timeout?
Timeout, yes.
We just called it? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're ahead 335 to 255.
Mm-hmm.
That's the score we have. Best of luck to all of you. Good luck, everyone. Toss up 19. During the 2008 financial crisis, this man published an op-ed titled "Let Detroit Go Bankrupt." In 1994, he resumed his job as CEO of Bain Capital after losing a basis. Kevin.
Romney.
15, bonus. For 10 points each, name these authors whose protagonists survive shipwrecks. A young Indian man drifts for weeks in a lifeboat with Richard Parker, a Bengal tiger, in this Canadian author's novel, Life of Pi.
Come on. Does anybody know who wrote that?
Answer?
Sing. Our answer is Sing.
And no, it's Jan Martel. Edward Prendick survives a shipwreck and encounters surgically transformed animals that resemble humans in this author's novel, The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, this is like, is this H.G. Wells or the other one?
H.G. Wells, I think.
Our answer
is H.G. Wells.
This author described the minuscule inhabitants of Lilliput, a land where Gulliver washes ashore in Gulliver's
Swift.
Travels.
Yeah, this is Swift. Swift, right?
Yes.
You have to say it.
Our answer is Swift.
That's 20. Toss up the last. This city once contained the Fun Forest Amusement Park at a location now devoted to the glasswork of sculptor Dale Chihuly. The Science Fiction and Fantasy Hall of Fame is part of this city's avant-garde museum of pop culture. At this city's 1962 World's Fair, visitors ascended a newly opened observation tower with a saucer-like top. For Mount Everest, Yusuf.
Seattle.
10, bonus. During this battle, Charles de La Roncée led a fruitless frontal assault on two forts. For 10 points each, name this 1862 battle in which Ignacio Zaragoza's forces delayed the occupation of Mexico.
One of them.
Puebla?
Battle of Puebla?
Yeah, answer?
Oh, yeah.
Our answer is Puebla.
This holiday celebrates the date of the Mexican victory at Puebla. In the U.S., it has become a celebration of Mexican-American culture.
Cinco de Mayo.
The Battle of Puebla was a defeat for troops of this European country. 2 years later, this country imposed Maximilian I as Emperor of Mexico.
France. Our answer is France.
That is all 30. And that's the game. Final score, please.
Final score is 375 Mount Everest, 290 Basis McLean.
All right. Good game, both sides. Let me see handshakes across cameras, please. Great game.